Job was an upright guy. God said himself he was blameless, he was upright, he feared God. And yet here, when God reveals himself to Job, Job is so overwhelmed by the presence of God and the majesty of God and the power of God. He says, "My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you, and I despise myself." That, my friends, is the response of our human nature when we are in front of this most powerful God, because in an instant, we know, not because he tells us, it's not about words and head knowledge. Our spirit knows this is the Almighty God, the creator of the universe. I am but a speck of dust before him, and I fall on my face before him. That is the response of Job. It was the response of Isaiah when he saw God. It's the response of many of the times in the Bible where someone saw God and they fell on their face before him. And that's how our response should be to this God. The moment we start accusing him because we have a problem in our life is the day that we're putting ourselves up on the pedestal. We are contending with the Almighty God, creator of the universe, just trying to make ourselves look better. This is the lesson of Job. And it says that after this, God then rebuked the three friends for all of their wrong and empty words. And then it says, Job prayed for his friends. And then God restored Job's fortunes. You know, Job still didn't have all the answers. You understand? And there are times in our lives when we may not have all the answers. But when we come into the presence of God, we no longer care. We don't need the answers because we are aware that all those little problems, all those little questions are nothing but a little speck before this almighty God, the creator of the universe. So I pray that as you read through Job this week, and particularly when you read God's response to Job, and he reveals his power and his greatness and how little we are as mankind, let his awesome majesty fill your heart and your mind and your life. May that peace just flood your being, that peace that passes all understanding, bypasses all those little questions we might have, all the whys, even the problems, and just bask in his presence this week.